So it's good to be back with you to celebrate Advent with you. And Advent is my favorite liturgical season. And I think it's important for us as Catholics just to reflect on how blessed we are to have the liturgical seasons of Advent and Christmas and Lent and Easter and Pentecost and Ordinary Time. These liturgical seasons give depth and texture to time, rather than just days, day after day, and flips of the calendar with no particular meaning. They give us a depth of meaning and see that what we're part of sacred time. So when we celebrate Advent, we are aware that we are part of sacred time, that that time has meaning and depth as we celebrate these liturgical seasons. And I think that's really important. It's a great gift that we have as Catholics to celebrate this liturgical cycle. And Advent is a season, as we know, of waiting and longing and anticipation. As the days get shorter and the nights longer, and both get a lot colder, we long for the light of Christ and the warmth of God's love. We long for the fuller coming of Christ into our lives, into our families, our church, our nation, and our world. And one of the reasons why Advent is my favorite season is that of all the liturgical seasons, I think it most accurately captures the reality of our human existence, which I think, if you think about it, is one of waiting and longing and anticipation. It seems like we're always waiting for something, doesn't it? The end of the work or school day, the weekend, our next vacation, graduation. At the school mass, I asked the children what they were waiting for, and their hands went up, and they all had something. One of the ones I found interesting, one little boy said, "I'm waiting for November." Go figure, 11 months away, he's, you know, delayed gratification. But they talked about things like my birthday and different kinds of things. But it also seems that whenever we attain what we're waiting for, we're happy for a while, but quickly we're not satisfied anymore. We're waiting for the next thing. And it seems like we're never fully satisfied for long. When I was praying the last couple of days about things that I long for, things that came to my mind and my heart were, I long for a greater personal freedom. I long for a greater role for women in our Catholic Church. I long for the homeless, for the end of homelessness in our city. Yesterday, we had this beautiful toy giveaway at the school, and it was great. But it was also, I found it sad that there were all these people, just so many people, hundreds of people, who had to come to us to get a toy or some toys for their children for Christmas because they couldn't do it on their own. I'd like to see where that wouldn't be necessary. I long for a greater civility in our society and in our country. And I really do long for a balanced budget for our parish. And you can help with that. That is keeps the ever-receding horizon. But we'll get there. We'll get there. But it seems like the state of waiting and anticipation and longing is just natural for us. It's an intrinsic part of being human. I'm happy to report that we have around 60 people making one of our three Ignatian retreats this Advent. And Susan Stabil, one of our parishioners, created the booklets. And in the booklets, there are some poems. And I just wanted to quote a couple of those poems because I think sometimes poetry can help us see things in a deeper way. So one poem prays, "Come, we cry, do not delay. Come into our lives. Come into our relationships. Come into our pain and our suffering within us and across our troubled world. Come to bring light to the darkness of our minds and our hearts so that our lives are more transparent and honest. Come to free us from every compulsion and addiction that keeps us captive. Come to reveal your deepest desires for us." And I think that's an interesting concept, that not only do we have desires for God or from God, but God has desires for us. And that's something worth praying over. What does God desire for you? Come to transform us so profoundly that we will embrace your desires for all your people as our own. So purify our longings and animate our choices that we, by our very living of the Advent mystery, will hasten the day when your promises will be fulfilled. Again, I think that's a beautiful concept, that we embrace God's desires for his people, for us. And by embracing his desires for us, we can help make them a reality. That's, I think, a beautiful image. This fits in well with another poem by the Jesuit poet Gerard Manley Hopkins, that picture, and this is an image, so just ask you to picture this. Mary's yes to God as echoing down the long hallways of time. So imagine Mary 2,000 years ago saying yes to the angel, to God. And this long hallway of time, and her yes just echoes down that long hallway of time, to which we then add our yes again and again, to which which allows Christ to come more fully unto our lives and our church and our world. Think again, another beautiful image. Mary's yes echoes down the hallways of time, and then we add our yes, and it's just like sending it down, 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 and making the coming of Christ more of a reality in our world. I think it's a beautiful image. Today's readings show how God fulfills his promises. The first reading from the prophet Isaiah, Isaiah prophesies how God will come to save us, that the eyes of the blind will be opened, the ears of the deaf cleared, the lame will walk and the mute speak. Then in today's gospel, when John the Baptist asked whether Jesus was the Messiah or whether we should look for another, Jesus responds, "Go tell John what you see and what you hear. The blind regain their sight, the lame walk, lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, the poor have the good news proclaimed to them." So we see how the prophecies of Isaiah are fulfilled in Jesus in his lifetime and his miracles, which were signs of the coming of the reign of God. And this should really give us hope that God's promises will continue to be fulfilled. Advent is a time of hope when we can really trust that God's promises will be fulfilled as we await the birth of Jesus at this Christmas time. So as we continue to say yes to God as Mary did, so let us enter deeply into this Advent season, this Advent mystery of waiting anticipation, so that the Lord finds us faithfully awaiting the feast of the Lord's birth with joy and faith and hope and love. And I can tell you, as you know yourself, that the more deeply we enter into the season of Advent, the more joyful, deeply joyful our Christmas will be. It won't just be another little holiday, another little break, but it'll be something really profound if we prepare for it by getting into the season of Advent prayerfully. So thanks for being here and doing that. Father, Son, Holy Spirit.